I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. After a devastating wildfire season, the U.S. House passed legislation aimed at reversing the rising fire danger in the nation's forests and grasslands. The measure, called the Resilient Federal Forests Act, would increase timber harvest and relax some key environmental rules. It also seeks to relieve the U.S. Forest Service from being forced to use its fire prevention budget to pay for rapidly escalating costs of combating wildland fires. House Agriculture Committee Vice Chair Glenn Thompson said this is a good step forward.
Our nation's forests are becoming increasingly overgrown with hazardous fuel due to a lack of active management. The Resilient Federal Forest Act is a vital piece of legislation for the Forest Service, allowing for more authority and flexibility for improved forest management. As a member of both the Agriculture and the Natural Resources Committee, I understand how important it is we provide our Forest Service with the tools needed to reduce the threat of catastrophic wildfires and insect and disease infestation, as well as damage to municipal watersheds. And I applaud my colleagues for their support of this common sense legislation to combat future forest fires.
Opponents said the bill gives too much to the timber industry. They argue the problem is not burdensome environmental restrictions, but rather that Congress has not put up the money to do the forest management work. Colorado's Republican representatives supported the bill. Democrats opposed it. The companion bill will now go to the Senate.
I'm Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network of the West.